kweyongera katonda engali zamanyi soko werezeza kitafu wakulu weguli ona
ask give to father bubble the heavens
zimuwerezeri wakulu weguli
give hand clap bubble the heavens Ephesians 4 verse 6
He
is one God the Father of all who is above all He works in all He passed through all He who is passed through all make us special
Add
him a mighty hand clap Tell him oh Father We know you best above all the heavens You see in the heaven and earth As in Job chapter 28, verse 24, 23 to 24, and in a mighty hand cloud,
you
move to tell him, I know the place of your
seat,
and I bring this hand cloud, and this applause, and this thanksgiving, above the heavenly
seat.
I know where you sit. As the thing thanks. Job 23, he
say,
if I know the place of your seat, the place of your throne, I'm
going to
fill men with words. I bring them before you. I wait to see what you answer. Thank you for we're here. Who is above the heavens?
Jeremiah
23, 23.
Matthew
24, he said, not far from each of us. Does he not feel heaven at all? Psalms 11, verse 1 to 3.
He says,
there see the children of men.
He saw
us. And he see our supporters. It was hate hearts. Make campaign the way of hatred.
Yes.
He works in all. Even in hatred, he works.
Yes.
Yes.
Even in
hatred, he worked through them.
He did
great things again.
And
that's another level he put us. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Yes.
We
give an applause and a hand clap. And we look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aha, katuwete keteke.
Now prepare yourself.
Soko simule munga tekubake mfufu.
You first clear your hands, there's no big dust there.
Tutuareza mukama wafu Yesu Kristo.
Take hand clap to the Lord Jesus with an applause.
Omugambe ayu mukama wafu Yesu.
Tell him, oh Lord Jesus.
Atude mugureri okusatu.
Seated in the third heaven.
Bakolise choku vili kumi na bili.
Take and collect and spellow.
Urusoka pako roku.
Verse 1 up to 2.
Manyiji otura.
I know where you sit.
Eroku weva za kuno kupuo.
This thanksgiving
is yours.
Oh Jesus.
Asizi na mugureri okusatu.
In the third heaven,
you rule
heaven and earth.
Matthew
28, verse 18.
Say, I've
given power in heaven and earth. 19, you say,
God made the nation
disciples. Father, Son, and Spirit.
20,
he said,
repeat
all I commanded you.
For
I am together with you.
Up
to the end, you stand in his presence.
Wari.
His presence.
Mumuriro wari.
His presence around.
Mumazi amanji wari.
The many waters is there.
Mumuriro munji wari.
The
Danieli.
Fire is there with Daniel.
Is
to stop the fire.
Munyanja wari.
In the sea is there.
Eriona.
Where Jonah.
Eriona.
Unto Jonah.
He send him a shout.
Amamusude
munyanja.
Cast him in the sea.
He musomose.
He trust him.
Mwate mutware.
He go take him. Where he sent.
Wari Yesu.
He is around Jesus.
Wari Yesu.
He is around Jesus.
Mwebaze, mwebaze, mwebaze.
Thank him, thank him. Not for your sake alone.
But
the many persecuted for truth in the entire world.
Wari wone echenja ure chilara.
It's something special as well.
Wamaze ndanga Uganda ya itu bakuruwama wanga.
Already as Uganda called for
nation. Inga eteke rizize.
To sign the no stop homosexuality.
Yeah.
Yes,
President Museveni.
Excellency, President Museveni. He signed already. Now we are right in the season.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
You thank him, the Father.
Yesu atade chitebe chechukuru mu Uganda.
Jesus put his best in Uganda.
Okuita mwanga gonaga de jari.
All in all nations return to him.
Uwakatonda tu imiride.
God, we have stood. Even for the whole world.
Webare Yesu.
Thank you, Jesus.
Webare.
Thank you.
Muyokana kumina nya.
In the John 14.
Watu sumizo lisigaro tulabigira.
From his appearing to us.
Webare, webare, tulekere de.
Thank you, not forsaken us.
Uwange teka teka karuru.
You prepare an applause.
In
the great yearning,
at least
to close your thanksgiving to Jesus. You cannot close, but at least move on with God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for separating us. We give you glory and honor.
We're
a special nation. You called us on behalf of nations. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The praise. They are all yours. Right now, prepare for the Holy Spirit. Yes. You first order your mouth, lips. Yes. The hands, are they hitting the lap? Zechariah 4:6 says, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
That
has given us power to stand. The Spirit of truth, we thank you. We thank you.
Acts
1:80 says, when the Spirit will come and give power, you be my witnesses in all Judea, in Jerusalem,
and
of the earth.
Webare!
Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Akaruru.
The applause.
Engaro.
The hand clap.
Okuyayana.
The yanen.
Okuzina.
They are yours.
Amatendo.
The praise.
Webare.
Thank you.
Yonabibio.
All they are yours. All they are yours.
Osanide
one who is with us. The greater one in us. More than one in the world. In the Holy Spirit.
Wisdom.
Wisdom and understanding. Spirit of wisdom. Even in the interpretation of things.
And
we understand things very well. Thank you. Thank you, Spirit of understanding. To reason in matters. To explain matters. To the nation. Thank you, Spirit of understanding. Thank you, Spirit of counsel. Thank you, Spirit of counsel. Give the inspiration of God.
All
the scriptures. The inspiration of God. The problem for doctrine. For correction. For lift you. For instruction in righteousness. Thank you, Spirit of mind. Power unlimited. We
don't
be consumed. Thank you. And we are still there, Lord. We still
work
with you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit of knowledge.
Give
light of the full knowledge. The vision and revelation every day. It made us special.
Power
that cometh from God,
so say
not from us, but from you. Thank you, Spirit of mind, Spirit of knowledge, thank you. Fear of God, thank you. Even fear of God, to hate evil, to have many
departments.
Thank you, help us. Thank you, how to help nations, right come from evil. Thank you. Thank you, Spirit of the Lord.
kaffe.
We see the presence of the Father, the presence of the Son.
Yongera likura chitibwo.
The glory.
Esajuro kumanya Katonda.
As we feel knowledge of God.
Nechitibwo cho.
And His glory.
Kama zive kanjara kunyanja.
As water cover the sea.
Wetu ogere era wetu atura.
And move as we confess.
Era wetu kore era wetu akiriza.
The way we do that believe.
Obuereza funo of God International Ministries.
The people be the victories.
Obuereza funo of God International Ministries.
The ministry of full knowledge of God National Ministries.
Kuricho okure mbera mu.
Always to spearhead.
Campaign. No kukura.
And do. Revival and restoration of all things. God is worldwide call. Based in Africa, Uganda. Thank you, Lord. Opened up the highway of nations. As they come on a mountain in Uganda, they be taught and they go back. They call nations disciples. Thank you for thousands of angels.
Those
who serve us always. Thousands of angels. Angel Michael who fight wars. Abaddon of the chains. Angel Camel of fire. Angel Raphael of provision. Gabriel of message, those of your words and the vision, those who want in dreams, all revelation. Thank you for the angels of the seal
that
sealed and hidden us.
If
the evil has not discovered us, thank you. Thank you for all creations. Those who work with us, Lord.
If
we still your face, Lord. In the heaven and earth, we hold you, Lord.
Which
we shall stand strong. If we minister with you, in the name of our Lord Jesus, you take your seat. No one climbeth a tree many times and it has no fruits. No one climbs a tree many times and it has no fruits. If you see that climbing, you too, you climb. Yes.
Now
the people climbing us for the many fruits. Yes. Did you know that? No one climbs a tree many times except when it has fruits. If you see the climbers as full knowledge, you know the fruits are many. Sure. Have you understood me?
Teach
your brethren as if you had it outside. Tell it to them again. They do not do what? Have you spoken it to them well? If you see they climb the tree many times, then you know it has fruits. When they climb once and they find that no fruits, they
why
climb the tree again? Always they climb upon us because still we have many fruits.
It's
the tree of full knowledge of God International Ministries. And if you see they throw sticks at it, you know it has fruits. Because if it has a terrifying animal and they throw a stick to it, it runs once. If you see the sticks are numerous thrown to the tree, you know the mangles on the tree, the stone, you know that the ripe mangles, the ripe mangles. Even the sticks, you saw them. In the stones. And they head on to the tree with fruits. But don't worry. We are going to give them fruits. When the mangoes ripen
well
and they fall by themselves,
then
all friends, you bring the sticks. Don't climb much on the tree. Sometimes it can scratch you. But if it ripens and they fall by themselves, stop climbing the tree. It has fruits.
There are
times they shake it because of its fruits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It will not cause fruits fall. Now they start to shake it. But the fruits are not yet ripe. They are still held tight on it.
And
they don't fall and they never eat
anything.
There are those who shock that have not gotten a single fruit. It would have showed them the ripened branch they don't know. That's with ripened fruits.
Yeah.
If you see they climb the tree much, many times, what comes in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
But if there's an animal, they can't climb there. There are fruits on that tree. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now you had gotten weakened. And you see those climbing the tree. You forgot your tree. Even the fruits on it. When the sticks became many, the sticks thrown on the tree. Yet are those who saw
the mangoes
within the leaves.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Even the stones came.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Who was discouraged and weakened? If you get weakened on the day of seeing sorrows, your strength is small. That's
where
God compares you. Where have you stood?
How?
That is what we want to see. If you faint, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Yes. Are you seeing one who got faint? Did you weigh of their strength?
Or they said,
kumbe. If you faint, you write that heading. If you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. And God took us to
test
your strength is to which level? And seasons of adversity to happen. You see the strong. How we've been saying that we are. Where are we? Now the aunts are the ones which attacked you. When the lion will come, there are those aunts which attacked us. And they cannot even bite. They can't bite, tickling just. If you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small.
era tulabye sibo nyabo sibo madotu wagira mumani.
Lady gentlemen, we've seen how we've been supporting us in strength.
Mubiro wabadde wakamunyenya mu.
In the time when something tried to shake us.
Nozirika.
And you fainted.
Oh mukama.
Oh Lord.
Tuwedde obwetutyo.
We have been consumed like that.
Gwane yako.
Who deceived you?
Omanso mirangira abiri munya tulabye.
Proverbs 24 we see. Proverbs chapter 24, verse
10.
If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Yes. If you faint in the day of adversity, then strength is very small. And God, He leaves those seasons. These who claimed we are strong. We are powerful. And knowledge given us. The power come from God to join us. And he said, let me bring these days. You see people begin to faint. Now, how shall we do campaign revival and restoration? The worldwide call, will we be able to handle? But brethren, how you are so weak. Look to that neighbor.
Are
they still holding any strength? The people murmuring and they are fainting. And they feel as if we have been consumed. Now the small ant does not even bite.
That
just tickles when it attacked.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When the lion will come, how will you be? And indeed, in seasons like this, what are we meant to do? Before I explain to you, what caused you to faint? I want to tell you, always in the time you see you've not been consumed, you still need to move forward. For you're still on world. When you'll be consumed of yourself, your spirit will be in heaven.
Not
be able to minister and serve God. Anytime you see not being consumed, you know you're still there. You have to serve God. The day you will be consumed, you'll no more be on this earth. Your spirit and it is in heaven. And you can no more minister and serve God. Here on this earth. Any day it dawns you are there, no matter what has happened, and it dawns you're still here. Move on to minister. Because you're still here. Is it not that?
In 2
Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, he says this.
Abakolinse chokubiri esule yokuna nolunyiri olomunana.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 8.
Tutayizweruyineruyi. Neti tetunyigirizibwa. Twelalikirira so sikwelalikirira ddala.
We are troubled on every side yet not distressed. We are perplexed but not in despair. Yes.
Tukola tutya.
We are troubled.
Troubles,
all troubles on every side. But we are not what? You can't consume us. You repeat it slowly, one by
one.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8.
We are troubled on every side. There's a point in time it comes. Every level is to cause trouble your way. Yes. On the left side, they have attacked. On the right, they have attacked. In the ahead where you go, even behind where you come from. And they begin to surround you. When they surround you, if you dare faint, if they surround you and you dare faint, for when they surround you, if you accept sorrow to consume you, then you faint. Even your strength is weighed before God. And it's so small. That's why he say we are troubled on every side. But when you are surrounded, when you are attacked on every side, where is your hope then? It's here. Let's read the next part.
2 Corinthians 4:8.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Yes. Don't allow stress to consume you. Don't expect that the hope that you're going to be hard pressed. Anytime there is a way of escape, anytime you believe that they have surrounded you, there is no way, then you will faint. Inside you, though, they attack you on every side, on the left and the right side, behind and the fore, above and beneath. He said what you should not admit, that have gotten consumed. Don't accept stress to consume. Yes. What do you do at that point? Me, when you prison me in custody, I begin to converse from there. I play, if I have people, play with there. After playing and I've calmed down, I tell God, you see, I'm here, I've been praying from here.
But
I need a bigger place to move out of here. Because if I pray to him in distress, what I speak, I don't understand. You first play around, you converse, and they wonder. This one we brought to
Christmas.
This we brought to punish.
Ah.
Anytime you admit that you've been surrounded with troubles, if you accept the stress to consume you in the heart,
there is
no any other way. What follows you faints. Don't accept to rush in that moment. What we do is indeed right. And if you explain, it is understood. We have our families of the directors. There are our ministers there. And our children. And our sisters. And our brethren.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in stress, they can tell you you are trafficking humans. Or children. And you get your own. You begin to scatter them, to hide them. Your own. They find you with your own and you're trying to traffic them again.
Ha ha ha.
What has reached on you? As they arrest you, ask these children who is their father, is this one trafficking them? He's got you from where? We are from here to the auntie's place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To papa.
Never rush. Many things happen me, I seem not to see, but I see. But me, I don't accept
stress.
And I don't allow stress on me.
Some
people ask, Apostle, what has he done on that case? He wanted me to do what?
Those
prayers we prayed in January, those meant to work on all these. For on the 31st December,
the
year 2022, we were given things to happen. The powers of darkness
marched,
fight kingdom of heavens,
and
preach gospel of kingdom of heaven. You expected that who were those? I thought it's me and you. That there will be betrayals to happen. One who betrays you is your brother and sister. And they are used by Satan perhaps. You expected who? There will be insecurities. You expected to begin from where? We have no protection enough. Insecurity. We put them where? But because it's upon the entire nation, the bullets are happening out there. Even the neighbor, they shot his son.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they told us that, they told us to pray for an entire month. What will happen is going to be wild. I think we thought perhaps they will begin from where?
Me?
I just told God we prayed the prayers. Now we want to doubt them or we believe them more. Let's read the next verse.
2
Corinthians chapter 4 verse
9.
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 9.
Tuyiganyizibwa, naye tulekebwa.
Persecuted, but not forsaken. Yes. If they are persecuting you, don't believe that God is to forsake you. What did he say, Lord? Let them persecute me and they finish, then you attack when they have finished their persecutions. Yes. When they persecute you and you begin to say, God, you forsake
us,
but Jesus, you said you'll be with us up to the end. Where are you now? In all this, who tells is forsaken you? Is there about what you do? Father, let them persecute
you
once and they finish, then you attack and beat them once. That you broke money, that you trafficked children, that you trafficked humans, that you make people marry and get married, but the good thing, you make those who are mature to marry.
that you separate the married, that you rob dollars from someone, that you are homosexuals. You finish all those accusations. Me, I've not yet been forsaken. The one who fights is coming. He left telling us
he's
on the orange light. Finish all the accusations.
Me,
what I know, not been forsaken. You, what did you know? That apostle is been forsaken. Not. That is another story. Except when the Lord is forsaken. That's the day I've forsaken. If I forsake him, but if I still with him, he will never forsake me. What about you? Never believe God forsook you, that rumors come from every side. He's a God who works through all. Even in those, I pray he works through them.
And
I tell him, God, have something you work and do within that issue.
You make
everything good in its season. Have something you get out of this persecution. If you see, how do you
consider?
You faint. Look at them. The neighbor, and you tell them, what makes you faint indeed? You know, when you begin a business and the customers come every day and they begin to reduce, you say, but Lord, did I begin with strength like this?
And
you reduce my strength? I wanted to see whether you did begin with strength. But you began with weakness, you will not stand. One day we were selling bread. We had made a small company. We have a bakery we make them from, and we put our brandings on the bread. Now we sold
for
an entire month. We finish the stock. Every bread we bring, they buy it. Now we bring stock the next month. The customers reduced. We joined the bread to the next tomorrow stock. They reduced. And I told my wife, you know what? This bread, we need to eat them by ourselves.
I will
have to show strength. Look for more capital and buy more stock. Even if we read them, they will rot. Yes. And even buy milk.
The
little you eat with much strength and joy. Even give the neighbors. After giving them, tell them that was the capital, but it was rotting. Now support me, we bring back the business.
Because
we're wondering. Now let me ask you, if you read them to Lord, your strength is small. It gets strength of food at least. And you go look for more capital. You are hungry, strength, look for capital. You eat. When your food is left, you eat it. For tomorrow you can serve it and the customers will run away. Give the neighbors, don't mind them. Tell them we ate the capital.
I helped,
gave you food.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Never allowed to be consumed. If you're persecuted, do not believe that you've been forsaken. Except indeed YouTube, you believe that you forsook God. And still, there is a way you can be saved. Because it needs you one thing. Return to me, I will return unto you. The
ministers
when they discover, they persecute me for seeking God. You know it's going to persecute
you.
What you do, run, return to him. It will return to you.
And
the persecutions will end there. Let's finish this verse.
Abakolinse chokubiri esule yokuna nolunyiriri olwomwenda.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 9.
Tuyiganyizibwa nechulekebwa. Tumegebwa nejituzirika.
Persecuted but not forsaken. Cast down but not destroyed. Yes.
Urumba bana okutaka nebaga tuchimaliriza.
Times they cast you down, they say we have finished him.
Umanyibu wanuka kumutini wegunda.
No, if you move from the tree and you fall down. And you feel you're still alive. Don't allow people to yell that he's dead. At least you shake a finger, signal that I'm still alive. And they look for medicine. But if you begin to
black,
they say dead, we give them medicine in vain. Look. At times we are cast down to make a war. We are cast down and they say we've destroyed them. But we
didn't
shake their head, we still have life. When we move from right at points. We've not even reached that level. If they close us, it's one of the great mistakes they can do. For one reason, every road we put evangelists there.
Muringa ichitunenyo bitano.
Yes.
Muringa bitano abatende ko
buru. You are like 500 trained very well.
Muri side ntujisimba omutwe.
Every side we keep heading.
Kwa si yonno kuri kugwanga.
The worldwide call.
Inchan tujja ne kanisa.
Tomorrow we come with the church. This time we angels, Holy Spirit. You will open us. Mistake number one, they can
be
let them remain living us in the closet and they will have peace. For the point we move out. And they tell us. Let's have evangelists on the roads. We have abolished them. We get instruments. We sell this place. We
get
instruments. We play the disc call of Jesus. In every place. And they ask, who are these ones?
Read
the wild prayers you know we do here.
We
don't yet know what we prepare from here.
But
we cannot be closed, we can pass through every corner.
music,
if you close us in the music, gospel music, we come in the worldly music.
We
come with the Julia songs.
We
enter the music of the world. We sing them and the gospel. That's the point we begin.
There's
the worldwide call on Uganda as we are singing. When they close that
side,
we go in exhibitions and demonstrations. We demonstrate the gospel. If you refuse, each one of us opens a branch. Everyone is a pastor now. Still, won't they hear? Won't they hear in all those? Let them remain leaving us here. That we gradually come out, let them keep eating what they're eating. But to close us, that is to launch and open us. You sit here, you are not eaters of foods. You are eaters of the word of God. Who can release it out and it has accepted? Eaters of foods, when they release foods, they run from them. Or they have vomited them. Or they have taken to toilets. People run from there. We know like that. We are eaters of the word of God. We can release it and it's accepted.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! We are eaters of the word of God. You release it, others eat it. We totally differ from eaters of food.
Tell
brethren, differ from the eaters of food. Eater of food when they bring it out. Whether through the mouth in vomiting or toilet, they run from them everywhere.
Na yomuliwe chigambo cha Katonda wadamu na chifurumiza.
The word when they release it.
Abantu bonna bakungana tuongere.
All people gather to add us.
Tuongere bannange.
Add us more.
Oliange chigambo cha Katonda.
Always eat the word of God. It will take you forward.
Ina china kuwango kuganjeri abantu.
And it will give you favor before people.
Oya ukananga kubalibe mmere bulijjo.
Depart from eaters of food.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
all those as they happen, the third issue always look at. Remember we first saw the. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. God is weighing you in a measure. But the second thing we've seen, if you've not been consumed and you're still on this earth, everything which happens on you, you just awake and move to serve God. The day you'll be consumed on this earth, you'll no more be there. You can no more minister from here. You'll be in heaven. If they discover you're still there, not being consumed, move right from there. The third. Always do the greatest miracle in heaven and earth.
Who knows that? Is to forgive. For if you do not forgive, the Father in heavens will not forgive you. Anytime you forgive, you bear fruits of forgiveness. Even one forgiven, them too have to bear those fruits of forgiveness. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And all those as they have happened, always do the greatest miracle in heaven and earth. The miracle of forgiveness. For if you do not forgive, the Father in heavens will not forgive you. Anytime you forgive, you bear fruits of forgiveness. Even one forgiven, they bear fruits of forgiveness. Because there are people who forsake, but they
are
not forgiven. If they don't bear those fruits, they
are
not yet totally forgiven. No matter how many miracles you will
do,
if you will never forgive, all your miracles will not be working. For in the heavens and earth, the greatest miracle is forgiveness and to be forgiven. Is to forgive and to be forgiven. And to bear fruits of forgiveness. You too to bear fruits of being forgiven. Because although they have been done, and you don't forgive and are not forgiven, you would have failed on heaven. There's no forgiveness done within peace. Always there is pain. That's why God too, when he was forgiving us, he gave up his son. And the son passed through pain to forgive us. Don't expect you will forgive when you feel peace. There is presence involved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 7, he said, many will come say, we preach the gospel. We
watch
miracles. He said, depart from me. I have not known you.
For
you do not do what my Father wills. The thing that the Father most wills is to forgive. And to be forgiven. When that fails, then heavens and eternal life are failed. Let's read we here. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
Buli muntu angamba nti, mukama wange, si yali ingira mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
Not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. 22.
Banji abali ngamba kulunaku luli nti mukama waffe tetwawo obunnabbi mu linnya lyo, tetwagobanga daimoni mu linnya lyo, tetwakolanga byamagero bingi mu linnya lyo.
Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out demons, and in your name done many wonderful works? Yes. In your name we preach the gospel. We get prophecies. We
work
many miracles. Where is you? There is a miracle you failed to do on the world. You did not forgive.
Me too, I never forgive you. Depart from here. I have not known you. And most is where they ask, but that apostle, where does he base to forgive so much? And when will he stop that? For
their
people need to live their forgiveness.
There
are those who have fallen in hell. And those proven to fall in hell.
Although
we pray for them, God never forgive them. Even their prayers in them heals them. Let's finish here. Matthew chapter 7, verse
23.
And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Yes. They come, my Lord,
we preach
in your name with a prophecy.
We work
many miracles in your name. He answered, I have not known you. Depart from me, you worked iniquity. All those you did them, miracle which wraps up all miracles in the heavens and earth, it was what was there. In heavens there was forgiveness. Angels remained there. And were cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Those who did accept that forgiveness and to be forgiven, they were cast from heaven. They did need miracles of the lame to walk, for they were not there. They were no blind of eye there. There were no people needing houses there.
Heavens,
there was one thing needed God to forgive.
He
cleansed sins with the blood of his son.
And
it is the last miracle we wait for here. God to forgive us. But he said, you are not ready to forgive. Me too, I'm not ready to forgive. To forgive you.
No
matter which gospel you will preach,
no
matter which miracles you will work, give prophecies, and you're not forgiven. Not done the greatest miracle in heaven and earth.
They
have also asked how many times then? 7 times 70. Always when you finish them, then you stop forgiving. I don't want to go far. Life of forgiving, it's just like that. Life of forgiving and being forgiven. Maybe you don't understand. Maybe you see me, you keep forgiving. Even this time I have people I'm forgiving. Even the next seconds. Those you least expect, the ones I forgive. Are we there? You say, my brethren, how come you are silent at this point? I am going to forgive people here. And you say, why did he forgive them?
There's
no greater miracle than that which I can do. Maybe it's you who refuse to be forgiven and to forgive. And you to refuse to forgive me. Me, as I still remain bear fruits of forgiveness. Me, the Lord considers me. You who refuse, it will not consider. And I'll bear them 7 times 70 times. If
it's
very well, then I leave you. Have you begun to understand me well? Or you begun to understand God more?
Or
if you understand the one he sent, it is so easy to understand him. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14.
Kubanga we muna sonyi wanga abantu ebyonono byabwe. Kitamwe ali muggulu anaba sonyi wanga namwe.
For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
Let's
pass
through
the verse 12. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12.
Otusanyi wa mabanja gafe, nga nafe, butusanyiye, abatuwe wolako.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Yes. He forgives you as you forgive.
What do
you say, Apostle, they forgive you on what?
Umanyini nisoburo ukuba na umusana guna.
You know, I can have all the lights. And I explain it to you all, and you see it is that one. And Satan cannot even choose on it. But one with the infinite lights is the Father, is the Son, is the Holy Spirit. He remains still, there is a darkness which was involved at some point. Even though God gave us full knowledge,
he
did not give infinite knowledge. Still he remains discerning the things. Prophet Moses, he struck the rock to give them water. And God had told him, speak to it. Those who saw, they saw the waters come. The waters come. And Satan cannot choose.
Moses
was made God to Pharaoh, who is Satan. Moses has spoken as God and his
disciples.
But to the Almighty, he told him, Moses, come here. You see that land? It's where you've been going. But you remember what you did last time? I told you, speak, and you struck. That is one with the infinite light which checks the things remaining.
He's
the one who said move to reach that point. But their footsteps you skipped here. That's why I don't deceive people. I have to tell you light to the end. For one with more light is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You forgive us our debts. Let me tell you. If someone has transgressed you, they have done a debt to you. Yes.
You
feel the hard parts. Person.
Feel
this money they took from you, billions. Now it's a debt. But God too is having you have a debt unto God. In many things, there is a point you've not ministered as you ought to.
There's
a point you've not spoken rightly. All those become debts in life. That's why you see, we do not forgive things called sins. But we forgive all the debts, including sins, failure. Not fulfilling.
They
don't need to be forgiven their sins only. But they have debts. Let's all take them as debts.
Hallelujah.
Your father has not taken well care of your family.
those
are still debts you need to be forgiven. Let's read verse 14. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14.
Kubanga bwe munasonyiwanga abantu ebyonoono byabwe, kitamu ali mu ggulu, tekitamu ali mu ggulu anaabasonyiwanga nammwe.
For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
15.
Verse 15.
Ne bwe mutasonyiwenga abantu ebyonoono byabwe, ne kitammwe taasonyiwenga byonoono byammwe.
But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Anytime you use the word trespass,
it's
more from what is called sin. You passed where you're not meant to pass.
It's
why they call it trespass. What you did is not what you're meant to do. There are many things right there. That's why God summed them to call them debts.
He
joined them in one word, debts.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the greatest miracle in heaven and earth. Forgiving and to be forgiven. And you who forgive, you bear the fruits of forgiveness. There it means your victory is high. It's me, a person who forgives you and I pay a visit to you. I buy you some bread,
unyama,
meats,
matoke, bichi,
banana.
And
I come with smiles. I have to be a fruit of forgiveness. Though you called me at your home and had not come yet, that day I come. I have to bear immediate fruits. When the Father forgives us, He gives us gifts. Proven is forgiven. And gives the greatest gifts. He gives us the Holy Spirit. Yet
if
remember when we repent and He feels forgiven us, He gives gifts. You children, but yes, some of you forgive. You just forsake those people.
Call
it what follows after you say you're forgiven. Look to that neighbor that they forgave, but they still frown at that person. This one pass here, they pass here. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. 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 Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Repent unto God.
He
give you gifts. When God forgives,
He
gives a precious gift. Holy Spirit. You, when you forgive, what do you do? The people did not know
that.
Now when you forgive, you bear fruits of forgiveness. Even those forgiven, they have to be a fruit of being forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Proverbs 1 verse 23, still speaks as he says this. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23.
Laba nafukanga omoyo gwange jemuli.
Turn you at my lip roll. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you,
I will make known my words unto you. Yes. As said by liberals,
I
toward the spirit. He said, be my entire spirit, I give it to you. What I add you many others.
Mind
the spirit as I give you.
You
when you forgive, you
will
bear which fruits. Now I wanted to tell you like this.
If
you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. God is sifting you. And the second, if it dawns and all those have happened on you, but you've not been consumed and you're still on this world, move on to keep ministering.
But
when you'll be consumed on this earth, your spirit will be in heaven. No more can minister. Never accept when you're still like that, that you've been consumed. We are still here. Are you not there? But all those, when they have happened,
give
the greatest gift. Do the greatest miracle in heaven and earth. And give the greatest gift in the heavens and earth. At least your spirit and your entire life love them. That's what God does, give you spirit. Even give up and give you spirit.
No,
and you move with it.
Now
see you when you forgive. You look funny. You have scars like of a fish on the forehead. I mean the wrinkles.
Wanji.
Tell us to forgive those who committed sins on us last time. Some of us had cast already. Yes, it was right. For the blessing is unto them who are worthy of it. Even the curse is like that. You were cursing. And the blessing, it's not you who plants it on someone. If it's worthy be on them, it happens on them. And don't be surprised you cast yesterday and God tells you, go and forgive. Because Balaam, when he cast, the blessing is rather which came out. And the one who is above them is the Lord. One determines where the curse falls and the blessing. If it wasn't like that, those which eat the chicken would have finished all out from the sky. For the hens have cast for their chicks which are taken every day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, tuli.
Are we there?
Mebo bango kulima.
But anytime you curse,
okakasanganga dali biro byebyo.
Prove that indeed that is the season.
Kakati gwasonyibwa.
Now you who is forgiven. And one forgiving you has bared their fruits. And you do not bear. God tells you, try them one or twice. Once or twice. Because in Matthew chapter
3,
they forgave them, told them bear fruits of repentance.
Matthew chapter 3,
verse
8.
Bring forth therefore fruits befitting of for repentance. Yes. When you repent, Forgive you, bear fruits. So being forgiven.
Mm.
Sure. Now where trouble comes, one who forgive you, they are bearing fruits. One forgiving and
not bearing.
And you see drama.
Emirundi esanvunji marayo.
Seventy times. Oh, I end on 2 times.
Ojimarayo.
Do you finish them? And you is forgiven. You are bearing frauds.
If you
of forgiving. One who is being forgiven. They have not a spirit. They keep on saying. You are familiar.
You
draw close and attach yourselves on us. You insist on us. Matthew chapter 18, verse
15.
Moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If we shall hear you, you have gained your brother. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21.
Muganda wange, bwana nyono nanga, namusanyi wange mirundi emeka. Okutuse mirundi musanvu.
Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him till 7 times? Verse
22.
Jesus said unto him, I say not unto you until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Yes. 70 times 7. How many is that? 490 times, but not on one same thing. The same thing we forgive twice to thrice. It's got a witness of 2 or 3 that you've insisted to remain in that thing. You forgive 490 times. Those are the sins we forgive altogether. Yes. Not the same one thing, sin. Okay. But it's where he speaks. If you speak once or twice to someone, and the third time you have to leave them. Titus chapter 3 verse 10.
Omuntu omukyamu bomalanga okumubulirira omulundi ogw'olubereberye n'ogw'okubiri.
Titus chapter 3 verse 10. A man that is divisive after the first and second admonition rejects. Yes.
Do it ensemble.
Don't 70 times. We don't make 70 times on the same thing. Twice the third we give up. Or the same thing. Our Lord Jesus told him, I've forgiven you, but don't do it again.
Okay.
Have you understood me well? 70 times 7 works when?
It
Yes. Those we forgive under the sun. But the one who goes beyond those, then you are a sinner, a chief sinner.
And they are only 490.
Nobody can forgive you two times or three.
But Bible gets to be hard to people. And these, thank the Holy Spirit, was poured upon us to declare to you the words of God. But as I summarize, let's go above where we began from. If you faint on the day of adversity, then your strength is small. Yes.
Go Proverbs
24 and we see. Proverbs chapter 24, verse
10.
If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Yes. If you faint on the day of adversity, your strength is discovered to be small. God has put you in the to be sifted. But the disciples were told, mostly Apostle Peter, that you're being sifted. Satan has come to sift you that he sees. You sure I leave you to move in the world, will you stand that? He sifted and sifted them. But they told them, they told Peter, after you return, strengthen your brethren. Yes. Was it not like that? Let's read, we see. Luke chapter 2, verse 31.
Simoni, Simoni, leba Satani yegayiride okubawe wamwe ngengano.
And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Yes. It's a time to be sifted. You know when they're sifting? They can throw in everything. This trouble comes even after which we are mixed, mingled in them. And has happened in the time past. Yes.
Those are Simoni.
I think Simon.
Yes, Simoni.
But after Simon returns,
Peter,
he strengthened his brethren.
Luke 22,
verse 32.
Naeze kusabide, okukiriza kulemo okudirira. Nawe womalanga okuchuka, onywezanga baganda bo.
But I have prayed for you that your faith fails not, and when you have returned, strengthen your brethren. Yes. One thing, the faith remains unto Simon Peter. You know, things which shake you to show distance. If you don't want to faint, hold on the faith. But as we are there, and Peter has remembered that, friends, faith is in full knowledge, and he has returned.
Amen.
Now you, why have you not
refused
to bear fruits of forgiveness? Whether who has ever spoken against full knowledge and done what? We forgive them. We forgive even our LC chairmen,
our LC3,
the LC3,
RDC.
Even you put us in the news, we forgive you. But if you don't bear fruits of being forgiven, there is a road coming from behind there. Don't you think we have gotten silent in vain? Because we bear fruits of forgiving you. Many bleaches were recorded.
When
doing the things and they are recorded, if we put them in the legal matters, captured our phones as they recorded whatever you did, as you plan things of robbing us. But still we forgive you.
Sicho.
Is it not that? Did we forgive you? But the bad thing is not to bear fruits of being forgiven. Where you
will
see another fire coming back. Because that has been lightning of coals on your head. But the good thing, they have not been lit.
Let us
wonder, how do you lighten coals and they have not been lit yet? So don't allow to faint in the time of sin and adversity. For still those when they come, Him God expects you get strengthened and go save people.
If
you with light of knowledge you've been attacked, those outside, what are they on?
I want to
tell you like this, brethren.
We've
returned back in power. We are not going to faint. Not been closed. We have never been closed. You find us, they found us go in our holiday season. And we don't move by human pace. But that of God. Have one lead us in the journey to Canaan. When he said we stand, the pillar has stopped. We stand. Though Gentiles say we have failed rich Canaan, we have stood. And no one taking us will reach us there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For when the pillar of cloud stood, the Israelites too stood.
And
in the fire in the night, there they should not move in the night. And the Gentiles say, cast them in the desert. They have nowhere to go. They are finished. Even those who
murmur
the Korah and the murmur, where are we going? Your peace is failed. When our God is given a rest to us,
and the
pillar of our angel of the day and night, they have stood.
And
one like Moses is right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you didn't know why we keep stopping and having holidays. As long as the pillar stops, we too stop. There are still things you don't know in the midst there. Always you knew of the
other,
that our ministry at times it disappears from ladder. And they seek, they don't find it. There
are
those who pray a prayer, they say. Those false prophets, now we have finished them. And they say we have come back.
Now,
that God deceived them. Why deceive them like that?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse
11,
Proverbs 24. Proverbs chapter 24, verse
10.
If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Verse
11.
Deliver those that are drawn towards death. Hold back those that are stumbling to the slaughter. Proverbs 24, verse 12.
Oya apima emitima tachirowoza. N'oyo akuuma emmeeme eyo tachimanyi. Era talisasula buli muntu ng'omulimu gwe bwe guli.
If you say, behold, we knew it not, does not he that weighs the hearts consider it? And he that keeps your soul, does not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his work? Yes. You faint on the day of adversity. Your strength is small. But to show that it's enough, he say, arise from that point. Go redeem those we take it to the slaughter. Even those who take themselves with death, you just leave us. But if you say, I don't know it. One who weighs the hearts, does he not know it? He knows willful knowledge of God. We have knowledge enough. We
bring
power enough from God that are limited to stand in every situation. But the problem which is one, that moment when it comes, you find those who have wrapped their hands, those slumbering, even those totally sleeping,
it's
time not to fold your hands. That they have come attacked us.
Now,
let us be at our home. What shall we do?
You,
in that state, it's time to arise.
Please,
you know, us move forward right now. The television has to be there. It has to be what?
But
the capital sustaining is there, you know that. But you have to remain, do all things possible. We want to put your tents, begin to gather Sunday morning, and we increase the pace. It means me and you, we prepare to put it there. I'm going to come down there with us. And this is our issues. I'm coming from up here. I get close there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For I know you can do this if you don't fold your hands. For when problems happen, they lazy. Those, they sleep. You know, being people with people among us, God has given us ability, we can indeed stand. But laziness,
you
don't mind whether we move forward or we move backwards. Some of you are too greedy. But
he said,
let us go, we go. The cars you support to go, they consume water. Proverbs 24, verse
30.
Proverbs chapter 24, verse
30.
I went by the field of the thoughtful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Verse
31.
And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and weeds had covered its face, and its stone wall was broken down. Verse
32.
Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Verse
33.
Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Yes. Has he wondered
ngebintu bisatu bituluma.
It very things affect us.
Yaita
he passed
kunimiro kulusukuru omugayavu.
On the field of the thoughtful. That is one. How did he plant this field? Yet he's a thoughtful person. He wasn't thoughtful before. He was thoughtful as he planted it. How, when did he get lazy?
He's
one who lightened that laziness within him.
What
the field is open. How did they plant it when they are less and fruitful?
The field.
He said, I passed the banana plantain of a thoughtful person. It's one. A field, an entire field of a thoughtful person. How did they till it? They still had strength, tenderness, and one come lightened laziness in them. Everything we've done here, we've done in strength.
We've
sowed and it is visibly seen. You think we want to accept this laziness? We accept it.
Njagalo yongere mu amanyi tabo.
What you increase strength.
Wego wali mu rusuku
ologe wako. Planted a field we spoke of. No.
Ani akukuma mu obugaya.
Who lightened the listeners in you?
Kakati bine bibera bya muraba.
That is situations you see.
Bize ku rusuku rwa fe.
Yeah, come on our fields.
Urafuno le job God International Ministries.
God National Ministries.
Bagala tukuma mu obugaya.
What lightened listeners.
Tuzinge mikono twa umuri tugambe tebichagenda
mu. Rest and we say it's no more moving.
Twebongo tere.
And we slumber.
Twebak.
We slumber.
Tetugena ku kirizo rusuku tugena.
Are not accepting.
Kwanga oruwa ya go rusimba mu amago.
What do you want to plant weeds in there? Thorns. Planting the weeds. People can no more enter in it.
Even
the wall is broken. There's no more protection. But in ours we planted it ourselves. Repeat verse 30 you hear. Proverbs chapter 24 verse
30.
I went by the fields of the thoughtful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. It's a field of the thoughtful. The vineyard is the one without understanding.
What
understanding, how can
you plant vines? Who made
foolish after planting these vines? The field is of a thoughtful. When he planted, how did he plant it? When they are lazy like that. Someone planted laziness in them. After planting their field, they are about to eat. Planted laziness and the weeds
grew.
And the worms ate them up. The weeds.
The thorns.
It's the way you pass to go get banana from there.
The
vineyard of your vines, how did the foolish one plant a vine?
It reached
to grow thorns there,
and
weeks you have nowhere pass, go get fruits from there. Even the watchmen were no more there.
What way am I still was?
What made them foolish?
They
are not to accept that.
Who
speaks together with me that words? What we do, we understand it. We are on the campaign of revival. Restoration of all things. God is worldwide called.
Based
in Africa, Uganda.
Understand
it very well. Who can make us foolish that we don't understand it?
We
sowed it well, declare it.
Planted
our field very well because of the habit that we lazy at that point.
You're
going to do what is supposed to
be.
The things you say, you go to the villages to rest.
Some of you
had begun to fold your hands.
What
is happening? I don't understand. Let me go this time. Let me go rest in the village. You're going. But Jesus found you.
kubanga we yazukire abasingana abamuli ku lugudo lwe mawo.
When he rose, he found mine on the road to Emmaus, the moving away. You go back to villages that Jesus has all risen up. Even the restoring kingdom of Israel, he's not done it.
You found where you come
back to the mission. Go to the city. You're going to mobilize everyone. Even one who committed evils on us. You too, the one you angered. You tell them. You come back quickly. Jesus rose up. And we have a couple of preparations. You're going to get every document which the Pharisee must have. You're going to sit exams. It's we who have set them. They can't set exams for us. We are so learned. You're going to register if you want a level of certificate,
diploma,
or degree, or degree, master. Or masters. Registration is 20,000 on the Friday.
Exams,
it's to set the real things we've been studying.
They give
us certificate of the Pharisees. We become Pharisees among Pharisees. When they ask their documents, we have them. Have you understood there? We are going to put a tent here.
Not many people,
but me and you.
No, yeah.
Even one out there. We planted this our fields that they turn us to weaklings, lazy, who tells you?
We
planted our vineyards that we are foolish. Verse 31 says this. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 31.
Kale laba amagwa ngagalubunye lwonna omwennyango ngagubise kunguru ngagubise ku lwo kunguru n'olukomera lwalwo olw'amayinja ngalusuuliddwa.
And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and weeds that covered its face, and its stone wall was broken down. Yes. After turning to a lazy person on your field and to turn you foolish on the vineyards, and they come cause the thorns grow in there, that people do no more come to enter to harvest. That's why I began telling you that they do not climb a tree many times except when it has fruits. In both climbers, they climb us for the numerous fruits we have. Perhaps them too will pick some. Now the problem, they don't know how to climb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not going to be turned to fools. We have something to do, brethren. This slumbering, folding of the hands, and sleeping. Because some most
strange
hands, when they say it's here, yet you have ability. Now it's time to do as possible. Others already began preparations. God is going to find us when we've moved on.
Then he'll put there his television as he wants it. And radio. In this time, there are many people who have joined us. It's what surprises. Right from organizations that reported us recently. They got to understand us much. They went in our families, they say, if salvation is like this, we have come to join you to get saved. We
have
not seen people or families like this among born again. And they look nice, even people there. They
bought
their funny shelter structures. God moved ahead of them. Even from behind is one following. He was one who was. He's one who is. He's one going to be. He prepares in both ways. That as you go ahead and he moved ahead of you, even here is the one there. Even the one who was there in Eros back. So we don't allow folding of hands. There is a scheme Satan is plotting unto all both of full knowledge. Unto all preach the truth in these days. He wants to put them a way of laziness. He turns them to lazy and foolish people. In his plots, there are involved these things below. That in correcting us, in making us slumber.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because
it has fold hands and we say it's no more possible. There is a poverty he plots for those preach gospel of kingdom of heaven that we have to quickly arise against. Poverty of money in finances wants to intervene in them in the midst of full knowledge. And unto those preaching truth in the entire world. But what is to save us is one. Immediately arise. The
minutes
of being attacked by the much powers of darkness. Where we have to rise much. After they make you slumber and sleep, fold hands and you no more move on to work, they plot poverty upon you.
You
remain your treasure of knowledge, but the physical poverty will strike you. We
are
not lazy. Let's come work much.
We
are in the ministry.
To
give us possible. As we've held the work of the world. After he folds us in the works of God. And his house is forsaken. Satan attacks all the works out there. We have to quickly run.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read this verse we see. Proverbs 24, verse 34. Proverbs 24, verse
33.
Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Verse
34. So shall your
poverty come like a robber, and you will want like an armed man. Yes.
Satan
strikes you in the work of God to slumber.
Make you
hold hands, you no more want to stretch to work. When they give it, don't want to give. Others make them sleep. Those who have been powerful apostles, powerful evangelists, and they are fainted. Then Satan attacks the work.
atandika okuziba buli makubo gonna ag'ebyenfuna.
Block all financial ways.
Ngayagala kuleteko obwavu.
He wants to bring poverty away.
Ng'omunyazi.
As a robber.
Ati obwavu we bujja.
And when poverty comes,
bube mpisa.
He steals the conduct.
Emirembe.
Peace.
And bujja. Bujja n'agantu ganji.
Comes with many things.
Bujja nga mubine bube.
Comes out of emirembe buli kimu. Away the peace. Everything. And you begin to fight each other. And we know we love each other as Jesus loves us. Then contentions can begin from there. Begin from those in the families of full knowledge. All those in full knowledge in all places. And then you get messed up. One comes like an armed man. Time get weapons in the war. You do for an enemy to shoot. You need
enemies
to shoot for you. Have
weapons.
That's how it comes. It seeks to strike you. Once becomes too much,
and you break
all friends and everything around you. Anytime you have wants, you can even hit an ounce. That has gotten a little food to eat by itself. Look to this ounce. It is showing off with its food.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know when we leave and forsake the work of God, in Haggai he says, when we left the work of God, whatever we earned was not enough. When we earned salary, we put in pockets with holes. We should not do like that, brethren. But when you go back, prepare yourself. I was to get down, but time was not enough for us. Tomorrow you come, we're going to speak right from down there. Speak to your brethren.
Not
time to slumber. Not to fold in hands. It's not to sleep.
Tell
them that it's plotting against our works this time.
He
targets our finances. Our networks. Wants to intervene in it and affect us like those who were here before.
For
there are people who decided to preach righteousness. They were poor. That has not been on us. We decided to do all righteousness. Even all our strength.
We've
not slumbered. We've not slept. Not fainted. Satan was bringing something.
People
they preach all the knowledge. All the righteousness. They walk by it. And they eat. Why do they eat? Why do they sleep well? What can we do? We have to cause them slumber.
And
let them hold their hands, they don't stretch to work. When we do that, they forsake the work of their gods. We
work. We beat
their financial system to the ground. Yes.
For
the preach we
practice
the kingdom and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Yet we eat food dissatisfied. We sleep well.
Buy in a deal, we
have a deal, but we have realized it. Have you realized it? They know if we leave the work of God, they have access to our finances. But
wait,
we're going to spend more. Those
who
found it, I'm not going to do that. That means I will not give.
We are
to do them with strength. Though you are caught this time, at least just step here. Satan, see, we have reached there. Yes. If you're not reached,
At
least go to brethren around your village.
Tell
them, what did you share still have had it?
At least
visit on the
Kasibu.
At least make a phone call. You riots.
Let's know
what is moving. Be updated. Let's read this Haggai. Verse in Haggai.
Haggai, esure soka nono nyiriri olomwenda.
Haggai chapter 1, verse 9.
Mwasubira binji, kale, laba, neiva bitono. Elaba mwabire teka, nembifumura, luachi, bayogera mukama wijie. Ogwe nyumba yange, ebere rao, ngerekedua wo. Namwe mudu kila vuli mtu, elie nyumba ye.
You looked for much, and lo, it came to little, and when you brought it home, I did blew it away. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is in ruins, and you run every man unto his house. Yes. Expected much? Got little. When we brought he blew them.
I was standing
about to tell him, God, why did them those they have forsaken the work they are wicked? They are slumbering. You
brought
them, you are not just. Yet is one who brought things to slumber. That the house of God, the church be forsaken. This time we have to work with strength. There is no retarding. One who has come from far, don't go back. Tomorrow we have a meeting. I read for you the program. We are going to move by for 2 weeks. Come officially back on the third week. But as we return, third week of the
month,
and what we done in the midst there, and built a wild pillar.
Week says, we
spend them do things. I want to speak of them tomorrow when on the microphones.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tomorrow the 10th hour finds you here. Almost the 11th hour.
I've
told you at least you step here. And he stays and still I reach there. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you reading with us the Bible.
You're
living and writing.
Ready
to teach many others. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.